Medford School District Administrator Pat Sullivan on school opening this fall.
The plan is that we will be back to school face-to-face 5 days a week. You know, I want to say right away that if there are families out there, there are students out there who feel they will not be comfortable, don't feel that it's safe because of COVID-19 to send their kids to school, we will accommodate that. We will offer virtual education for those kids. We will be sending out a survey shortly, you know, finding out if there are families out there that do not want to send their kids. But we will be wanting or expecting kids to be there face-to-face 5 days a week. And we will, of course, spend the rest of this time now looking at doing what we can to minimize risk. We'll look at lunchroom. We'll look at recess. We'll look at movement in the hallway. We'll look at how to isolate students when we feel they show symptoms and take care of them until we can get them get their families to pick them up. We'll also be planning in case something else would happen where, let's say, like last year, we were shut down by the DPI or by the state. We will be better ready for that because we know it's a possibility where last year we were all surprised by it. We're going to ask, do you need transportation? Are you going to rely on the bus to get you to school? So when we have those numbers, we will sit down with the Krug Bus Service. That's our contractor, and we will look at, we will also involve Patty Krug with the County Health Department, and we will talk about, again, social distancing, you know, on a bus, and we'll see what kind of accommodations, you know, that we can make. I'm hearing things like, yeah, maybe it's just one kid to a seat, unless they're brothers and sisters, and then maybe if we can do a route like that, because of the number of kids on the route, if we can do that, then that's an easy answer. If there are too many kids that are riding the bus on that route, maybe we can talk to families and say, do you have a problem with your child sitting in a bus seat with the neighbor? And a lot of families might say, well, they've been playing together all summer. I don't have a problem with that. So maybe just through, you know, communication with parents and kids that are going to ride the bus, we'll be able to figure that out. If we find out that, no, we've got a particular route where all the families want their kids isolated in a seat, well, then that might mean another route, okay? I want to also add, too, that we did receive federal funds. Every school district did. Ours is over $300,000, and we can spend that money on COVID-19 expenses. So everything from, you know, we will buy some thermometers because we don't know. Right now, we're not saying we're going to do a temperature check of kids as they enter the building. It's not required. In this Medford School District is not requiring it. But who knows? That might change. We're buying face masks. Again, not required. The school district is not saying you have to wear a face mask. And no one else is telling us that. But we think it's smart to order these things. Plexiglass, if we have to do some isolation, you know, in the classrooms, we're ordering these things. Technology, again, would be a big, probably a big cost. If we have to look at the number of kids and families who say, yes, I do want to stay home, we're going to have to invest in some technology. We're increasing our nurses. We were at 1.5 full-time nurses. Now we're going to 2 full-time nurses. So those are expenses, and even transportation. If there's some extra expense because of this, we have some funds from the federal government that we can use towards that.
Our thanks to Pat Sullivan, Medford School District Administrator.